From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Indonesia today, an effort to strengthen ties with the world's most populous Muslim nation. It's part of her swing through Asia, a trip designed to show that the Obama administration is eager for new partners and new outreach. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Secretary of State Clinton.
Though there were some scattered anti-American demonstrations in Indonesia today, Secretary Clinton was warmly welcomed and reminded often about President Obama's personal ties to the country. He spent part of his childhood here, and students from a school he once attended came out to greet Secretary Clinton at the airport. The secretary swayed along to the music and later told Indonesians that she's carrying greetings from President Obama, who she says often talks about his time here.
It gave him an insight into not only this diverse and vibrant culture, but the capacity for people of different backgrounds to live harmoniously together. And it is no accident that on my first trip as Secretary of State, I come to this country.
The Secretary of State wants to highlight Indonesia as a success story. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Hassan Wirayuda says his country could be a bridge for the U.S. and the Muslim world.
As we have proven here, democracy, Islam, and modernity can go hand in hand. And as an active promoter of dialogue among civilizations, religions, and cultures, Indonesia would be a good partner of the United States in reaching out to the Muslim world.
Secretary Clinton says the U.S. wants to build up this partnership. She said the Peace Corps hopes to return to do volunteer work in Indonesia, and she plans to upgrade relations with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, perhaps even signing the group's non-aggression pact. She visited ASEAN's headquarters here in Jakarta and met with its Secretary General, Surin Pitsuan.
Your visit shows the seriousness of the United States to end its diplomatic absenteeism in the region. Your willingness to listen will go a long way to winning friends and partners and reassuring allies in the region.
ASEAN has not been very effective in dealing with one problem in the region, human rights abuses in Myanmar or Burma. Secretary Clinton said the military regime in Myanmar seems to be impervious to everyone, and she made clear the U.S. is reviewing its sanctions policy.
Clearly, the path we have taken in imposing sanctions hasn't influenced the Burmese junta. But as the minister pointed out in our working meeting, reaching out and trying to engage them hasn't influenced them either. So this is a problem.
Clinton did venture out of the official meetings to have dinner with civil society groups and talk about her commitment to women's issues, the environment, and health care. But she joked that the question that everyone keeps asking her is, when will President Obama visit?
Knowing he can go somewhere in the world where he is so loved as he is loved in Indonesia, he may just want to wait until he really needs that visit. And you can lavish on him all of the love that you are telling me you feel for him.
She lavished praise on her host country, saying she'll be spreading the word that if you want to know whether Islam, modernity, and women's rights can coexist, go to Indonesia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jakarta.